Help! I've got too many trophies and I don't know what to do with them. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Gamer Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Too many trophies? Well, first of all, that's a great problem to have, so be thankful. Also, be careful. When I started at my program, I found that I was running out of space on some of my awards, the Louis Armstrong Jazz Award, the awards like that. And I took some plates off from the 80s, thinking nobody's going to notice. Those are people from the 80s. They're like grandparents now. They're gone. They're doing something else. Well, somebody did notice. And it was the custodian at my school. You see, he was an alum, and he was in the band program, and so were some of his relatives. And so he saw that I was taking those off, and I hadn't gotten to his cousin or brother or sister yet, but he wanted to make sure that I didn't. So he said something. And I'm glad that he did, because it changed my thinking of that. I would err on the side of not throwing the trophies away. Some people might be tempted to do that. They're coming in to a new program and it's like a fresh start. We're just going to clean everything out and throw everything away. Do not do that. You can create some real problems with people. You might be in a spot where they don't care, but in some places, those alumni and the people who have been part of that program will really care. But here are some tips you can do to garner more space. If you have a long-term school who has been really successful, then you can gain some more space by incorporating some of these tips. You can take the plates off that usually talk about the date of the event and what it was, and put all those plates on one plaque. So for example, if you marched the ABC parade every year, and received some kind of award, you might have the ABC Parade plaque. And on that plaque, you put all the plates off of this award so that now you can have 20 years of awards on one, and that's still keeping the memory of that. You could probably give away the You Showed Up awards. And we all have a bunch of these. If that's the only award you have, then you might want to keep those. But if you have 20 state championship awards and 40 You Showed Up to This Event awards, then you might want to give some of those away to current or former students. Something you can do also is take a photo inventory of these awards, post it on the social media page if you have one for your band, put it on the band website, maybe post a picture in the band room of this photo inventory of the awards. Another thing you can do is give them away to alumni especially. I went 2 years ago to do a reunion concert for an Army band I was in from 1986 to 1989. They were disbanding the band, and we had a get-together of people from over 30 or 40 years came and did a joint concert with the current active duty people. Even the Army band gave away a lot of the trophies. They had a big pile of pictures and trophies, and they said, hey, please go through that. If there's anything you see that you love, please keep that, because we're not going to have a place to store all of them. You might also take the plate off and then reuse it as a student award if it's something that is appropriate, if the statue or symbol that's on the award is something that you can recycle. Now all you have to do is buy a new plate for the new student. You might also install shelves up high in the band room and keep them all. Just keep adding to them, add more shelves as needed. You can have several layers of shelves, and then that way you're not getting rid of anything. If you're afraid of tossing them, which remember that was something that we recommend not doing, err on the side of not throwing any of them away. But if you're afraid of them or not sure what to do with them, then just store them. Put them in a box. Put it in the back of the band room. And in 5 years, if no one has noticed that they're gone, then maybe at that point you can toss them.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick answers.